Hello and welcome to the Lowcroft Primary School podcast. Yes, we are officially back and we are so excited to share this first podcast episode of the new school year. I'm Frankie.
I'm Edward.
I'm Amelia.
And I'm Oscar.
And we'll be your hosts today, bringing you all the latest news, interviews and special shout outs from around our amazing school.
A big warm welcome to all our listeners, whether you're turning in from home, in the car or even in the classroom. We've got a great show lined up for you. Here's what's coming up in today's episode.
A roundup of all the latest school news, an exciting interview in our school in our hot seat section, and of course we'll be celebrating some amazing achievements in the student spotlight.
What a busy few weeks it has been. We can't believe how fast time is going and how it's nearly October already. Let's begin, as always, with our breaking news section. We're so excited to find new changes to the school itself. JJ's, or now Eric's, is our amazing before and after school club. Mrs. Davis and the team are working hard to provide outstanding activities and support, and they've made an amazing start after the success of our summer club. If you are interested in finding out more, please contact the school office. We also love our new entrance to the school, which proudly displays our school values and achievements of the school.
There were some other people hard at work over the summer. Ethan in year six and his mum came into school and set up an incredible outdoor classroom in the playground. Children are now able to use this at break times and we are so grateful for their hard work and commitment, as well as the other people who helped with it too. We welcomed Councillor Noel Bailey, Mayor of Berry, to Lowcroft Primary School. Councillor Bailey led a lively school assembly where pupils and members of the school council asked some very thoughtful and interesting questions. Later in the day, he took part in a special podcast interview, which you can hear later in this episode.
We also had Berry Music Circus come and demonstrate their skills and vibrant and exciting music assembly. It was like having a mini orchestra in our own school hall. Everyone enjoyed taking part and learning more about the musical opportunities we have in at our amazing school.
Also, keep an eye out on our new Instagram page for regular videos and updates on the amazing things that go on in our school. You can search Lowcroft Primary and you will find us there, as well as that new information on our website. That's all for breaking news this week. Now into our hot seat time.
In our first episode of the school year, we are very excited to welcome Mayor Noel Bailey, who is the local Mayor of Berry. Good afternoon, Mayor Bailey, and thank you for joining us on the Lowcroft Primary School podcast.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Why did you want to become the mayor?
I have been a councillor for a long time, and when you're a councillor, different councillors have different jobs. So there's a leader, and there's a cabinet, and then there's people who look after different things. There's people who chair different committees, for example, licensing or planning, or people have different duties. So the opportunities came up for me to be the mayor, so I took that opportunity.
What was your first job before this?
My job before this, well, I still have a job. I still have a daytime job, but this year I'm part-time. So although I'm the mayor for Berry and Berry Council, I have a day job, which is for Manchester City Council. So I still do that, but I'm part-time for this year while I'm the mayor.
What does a mayor actually do day-to-day?
Day-to-day, that is a really difficult question, and I'll tell you why, because every day is different. So although we've done the assembly with yourselves this morning, And we do assemblies, and the assemblies are one of my favourite parts of this role. We do different things. So yesterday we started a runoff. A few days ago we were in France. We go to meetings. We have people coming to see us. So a few weeks ago we had people coming from Germany, another twin town of ours, from a place called Schorndorf. They came to see us. You know, we meet people all the time. We go to see charities. They come in to see us. We try to support them. We discuss with people how we're going to support them in different ways. And so every day is different. So there isn't really a day. There isn't really an answer to day to day. Every week I get my diary in advance, and every week is different. Some weeks are busier than others, but day to day is you can't really categorise it because it's so varied.
What is the most important part of your job?
Oh, that's a good question. There's lots of important parts. I mean, one of them, next week it's a council meeting, so I'll be chairing that next Wednesday. That's a really important thing because that's actually the business of the council. But the job is more ceremonial. So the mayor is the first resident or the first citizen of Bury. So we have to represent all of you. Wherever we go. So if we go to, say, Manchester Cathedral for an event, or if we do go abroad, which isn't, it doesn't happen very often, it's not happened for 25 years, you know, I and the mayoress as well, we're representing all of you and your mums and your dads and your families in Bury and your friends. We're representing everybody who lives in the town.
What skills do you need to be a good mayor?
Oh, that's another good question. I mean, to be the mayor, you have to be a councillor. To be a councillor, you have to listen to people. And people want you to deliver. And I say to people, I'll promise I'll try for you, but I might not be able to deliver exactly what you want. Because sometimes you can deliver what people want and sometimes you can't. Sometimes it's just not possible. So most things in life, and it's the same with the council, boil down to two things, money and time. And sometimes it's both of those things. So we give people our time. We might not have enough money, but we have to try and help people as best we can. So one of the things that you do need to have is the ability to listen to people.
What is your favourite place in our town?
My favourite place in our town? Again, that's a good question, isn't it? I've had to have a little think about this. I like the ELR, you know, the steam train. And I'm involved with the ELR, and I'll be honest with you, I like the pub next door to the ELR, but I do like to go on the steam train up to Ramsbottom. Have you been on that? Some of you have, some of you haven't.
Yeah, that's
the best thing. If you've not been on it, ask your parents to take you on it. Go up to Ramsbottom for another day out and then come back again.
Do you like cats or dogs?
I don't have either, but I like both. We had a cat once, but I used to live not far from here a long time ago. And my girlfriend at the time had a cat, and we took it to the vet. And we knew it wasn't well, and unfortunately, they had to put the cat down. And I don't mind telling you this, it wasn't my cat, but I was really sad. And ever since then, I thought, I can't have a cat, because I can't go through that again. But I do like cats, but I think if he had a choice, I'd have a dog. But they take a lot of care, don't they? And cats don't, and I haven't really got the, because I'm out all the time and I'm working. I can't have either, to be honest with you, because they'd be on their own for a long time.
This is quite a hard one. Tea or coffee?
Tea.
Tea. Straight away.
All day long, tea. Yeah, I do drink coffee sometimes, but I'm a tea person.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Each week our student spotlight segment is a chance to give a shout out to any member of the team, Team Littlecraft, who has achieved something outside of school. If you would like something to be given a shout out, you can send a message on Seesaw or via email to your class teacher or Mr. Roberts.
Frankie Year 6 has been busy with his tennis. He got runner up in the 10 and under doubles in the Lancashire Tennis Championships. Recently won us a single competition in his tennis club and contributed to the winner of Bolton Tennis League for his club last season. Amazing. Amelia in year four, who has been selected to be part of the of an acting agency. Amazing news, and we look forward to seeing her shine on stage in the future.
Charlotte in year three won a Player of the Week at training bar this week. This week, her football team, Westbury Hearts, way to go, Charlotte.
Laurie in year three was invited to Manchester United to play in their academy teams last weekend with Salford City Football Club. They played seven games in total, won four, drew two, and lost one, with Laurie scoring five goals. Well done. Connie in year three completed her first trials at Ramsbottom Swim Club this weekend. Keep making a splash, Connie.
Frankie in year six raised £240 for Dogs for Rescue in Manchester. She made and sold bracelets and phone charms and did such a brilliant job. Dogs for Rescue are absolutely made up. Well done, Frankie. Sophie in year six had an amazing summer. She was acting in two BBC shows which will be arriving around Christmas, and in the new year she got work on parts in both, which is a fantastic achievement. One scene was particularly funny. It's all top secret other than that at the moment, but we cannot wait to see.
And that brings us to the end of the first episode of the Lovercroft Primary Schools podcast for this year. We hope you've enjoyed it as much as we have. A huge thank you to everyone who took part, our amazing students, and of course, you, our listeners.
Before we go, at the end of each episode, we will be giving you a brain teaser to think about before our next episode, as it's the first episode of the year. We'll give you a new one to think about.
Here's this week's teaser. It's a what am I question. The more you take, the more you leave behind. What am I? I'll repeat that. The more you take, the more you leave behind. What am I? If you think you know the answer, then you'll have to tune in next time to find out if you're right.
Make sure to listen out for our next episode, which will be coming your way on Friday the 10th of October. We'll have even more exciting updates, fun interviews and special surprises. We'll see you next time on the Local Primary Podcast, School Podcast.